FM 90.3 WJTL, music coming your way from Rend Collective. Hallelujah Anyway. Brandon Lake, Praise You Anywhere prior to that. Good morning to you and happy Monday at 7:04. Kalen and Fred with you. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. We're teaming up with Energize Ministries to bring you WJTL's Pastor Appreciation Contest. And joining us live on the phone is the COO of Energize Ministries, Joel Steindel. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning, Fred. How are you this morning?
Doing great. So great to have you on the radio with us. Where are you calling from this morning?
I am located in the big city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That's headquarters for our ministry.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about Energize Ministries, if you would.
So Energize Ministries started 14 years ago. There was a pastor and his friend who just got together to have a fun afternoon with their kids and ride some ATVs around, and the pastor was so appreciative of that. Over the next month or so, the two of them talked. This pastor said, I'm going to pray for you that you'll start a ministry doing what you did with me. And this guy, one of our founders, Andy, said, what did I do with you? We just ran around and played in the mud and ran some four-wheelers and had fun with our kids. And he said, this pastor said, you don't understand, I don't get to do that very often.
Interesting.
And so the two of them were the founders, Dave and Andy, were the founders of Energize Ministry 14 years ago. And it was all based around encouragement, recreation, refreshment for pastors. And we have been doing it ever since in a variety of different ways. From that little humble beginning, we've spread into a lot of different areas and a big footprint. And the mission has never changed. It's been to energize, refresh, encourage pastors.
And one way you're doing that, Joel, is by teaming up with WJTL Energize Ministries, helping us bring this pastor appreciation contest. And a pastor could win a getaway for a two-night stay at Omni Bedford Springs Resort. Plus, they win other stuff. It is pretty cool. But tell us why Pastor Appreciation Month is so important.
Yeah, so just recently, it's very timely, there was a Barna Polling did a research project, and they found that 42% of pastors are actively looking to leave the ministry altogether.
Wow.
That's a huge number with big ramifications for the kingdom of God. And so it's pastor appreciation is important year-round, but October is a great time to focus on it. The pressures on pastors are immense. The biggest reason that was listed in that survey was stress, obviously, but a lot of it is, you know, family issues compiled with the issues of the congregation. There are just so many things that place extra pressure on our pastors. And it's 24/7, 365 now. Mm-hmm. You know, pastors have a day off and they get phone call after phone call on that day off, and they end up working. And it stresses the family relationship because they're not getting things done home or with the kids that they need to get done. So we spend a lot of our time not only in direct encouragement of pastors, but also kind of informing congregations. Remember, respect the pastor's day off. Make sure when they're on vacation in July, you're not calling them about the Christmas, you know, pageant or things like that. And it's actually a very complex situation. You know, we don't have time to get into it that deeply in a short period, but very complicated what pastors are dealing with. And our thing is we want to jump in before burnout starts to happen. Mm-hmm. There are lots of great ministries that come in once a pastor's burnout or if there's been any kind of moral failure or anything like that. Lots of great ministries that do a great job of that. That's not what we're about. We are trying to prevent, and that's our plan. We are putting people in churches and training them and having them ready to help prevent the burnout and the discouragement and that desire to look for something else in the pastor's life.
We're talking with Joel Steindel of Energize Ministries. And Joel, as you're talking here, Kalen, who is the daughter of a pastor, is sitting here just shaking
literally,
her head yes
like,
and agreeing.
I could just be praising. I'm just like, that is so correct and so true. And the things that my dad is so impacted by is when he gets to go to retreats and go away. And like, literally, he gets a burner phone and turns his phone off and gets a phone that only my mom can text.
Wow.
So that way nobody can call him, you know, because it's true. They just get the calls randomly. So it's so important.
Yeah. Well, as we're talking about this, we want to hear from you. Tell us in one sentence why you appreciate your pastor. Visit the Pastor Appreciation blog at WJTL.com, and you can enter there. Deadline to enter is midnight Thursday. We're going to announce the winner Friday on the morning show. And Joel, if people want to know more about Energize Ministries in the meantime, can they visit you online?
Yeah, they're welcome to come to our website. It's energizeministries.com, pretty simple. And there are lots of things. There's some ideas on there to how you can energize your pastor. We've just started a new program called a Pastor Care Rep or PCR program. It's a free volunteer thing where we will train people to be mini energizers in their church.
Check it out online, energizeministries.com. We're going to talk more with Joel coming up. Music on the way too. Sanctus Real and Pat Barrett next.